Hi, everybody. Well, today's Friday. This is our paranormal show, Creation Light Ship Healing. And it's every Friday where we have our paranormal events, we'll say, or people writing in information about paranormal situations, etc. So the date today is the 25th of August, and we're in the year of 2017. So we always clear this because this particular date every year is courted to you. So whatever happened to you last year on this date, it could even be recycling. So we'll see here. So let's clear the date, see if you have any better situations going on, or you feel a little calmer or something. So we'll release the energies for this date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. And she'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So by doing so, we'll bring in peace energy for you. Here we go, peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's good. And if you have a situation going on, some type of thing connecting to you or whatever, physical pain, maybe even an entity. We did our entity clearing tonight just a little bit ago, but you could have entities on you if you weren't on that call. So think of something that's bugging you. Could be that, an alien form even. See if we can get it released. So here we go. These things, what you're thinking about, is bothering you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and our co-host tonight is Ann. So are you all spiffed out, Ann, and ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron, all glammed up in my high heels and ready to be on the radio. So hello and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron's wonderful website is creationlightship.com, where you'll find a lot more information about Ron and about what we're talking about. As Ron said, because it's Friday, we call this Paranormal Friday, and people write in the odd, weird things they've seen or had happen to them. And Ron gives us some answers, some help of the sometimes crazy things that happen in our world. Somebody had a question, Ron, a really good question, that they were having trouble getting a light being picture up. And I just want to remind people, if you for some reason can't access the pictures on the BBS Fest chat page, which they are there, you could always go quickly to Ron's website and just scroll down a little. And there's even a lightship insignia, which could you pick that, Ron, if you wanted to during a show when you do this energizing of the light beings?
Yeah, that would also work, yes.
Or just go down and you'll see a picture of an art rendering of one of the lovely light beings. So there's several ways that you can get that. And a couple of reminders. We have another show tomorrow night at the same time on BBS Radio Station 2, 7 p.m. And Saturday night is always a special night because Ron will be taking us on a trip to Creation Lightship for a healing, a physical healing. It's a wonderful way to sample that energy. It's a great call to get on live, no matter where you are. Even if you fall asleep, if it's the middle of the night or something, if you can set an alarm, put the show on, you know, try to listen, because you also learn so much when Ron explains things and talks about things, and he does other healings as well. But even if you fall asleep before we do the trip to the lightship, if the show is on, you will be participating in that, and you could write down the physical issue that you'd like the light beings to work on. Am I correct there, Ron?
Yeah, you're correct, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do a healing tonight, and I want to do a healing, I don't know how to really phrase this, but maybe bone density. Maybe you could have a problem with your bones, somehow maybe thinning out or something. I don't know what would be politically correct there, but we'll just kind of keep it at that. So here we go. When I count to probably 500, this is going to be a pretty nice ceiling for whoever would need this right now. And you can all have it, you know, and use it, but it just feels like somebody listening has a problem with bone density. So here we go. And we're going to put light codes into your bones. We do the blueprint as much as we can. So typically what I'm going to do is, since we have mainly maybe older listeners, we'll just say above 30 to probably 90, what I'm going to do is go back to a time when maybe you were much better health. So we'll just pick the age of, I'll just pick the age of 15, just to pick a number. So we're going to take the bone density that you have. It still could be growing after that, but it'll be just the way the bones were then, healthy, okay? So here we go. Unless you have another age that you would prefer, okay? But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. This will work three times on the archives. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And bringing some amber blood here from the light chips. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And still working also with your bone marrow during this process. Okay, so here we go. Starting at 101, but I'll count from 1 to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. Okay, you may be feeling your body getting warm, possibly. And goes, could even be sweating. Here we go. So 201. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 300. Okay, here we go, 301. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That would be, I think, 400. Is that correct, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. So 401. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Got it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 500. Okay. So we'll see if we have any people commenting on this. That would be wonderful if you could, you know, let us know. I'll turn it back over to you, and I need about a minute or two to decompress here. Might be on mute, Ann.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can tell you I feel very deeply relaxed from that. And thank you so much, Ron. Probably a lot of us need that. So that's very appreciated. Okay, so I will move on and read a paranormal with a question from a perplexed listener in Chevy Chase, Maryland. This listener has a special comb she always uses because it's wide, you know, wide tooth, et cetera, so she uses it first. And she keeps it in a special place. It's always in there, and she couldn't find it. And she really looked. It's supposed to be in this certain basket. She looked in between things, took out boxes. She looked and looked for a week and couldn't find it and decided she'd just go buy a new one. And lo and behold, she opened the closet door, and there was the comb on the floor, kind of under the footstool, but close out, so out from under it. So I feel like that has definitely happened to me, and it's probably happened to a lot of listeners. And her question is, being somewhat new at noticing this type of thing, should I timeline crash the incident?
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do, yeah. And it's going to sound kind of weird, but, you know, did the aliens use it? You know, anyway, I won't get into that too much. I'll have alien hair particles on your foam, you know. Anyway, we won't go into that. Oh, back to you, Ann. Yeah, timeline crashing would be good because it was from the beyond, lost or... You know, it sounds like it was in the beyond, though. So that's the way it feels to me. The other alternative would be the opposite, where you were in the beyond, or living on a timeline here, not connected to force energy, we'll say, and you were actually in the beyond. Then when you finally came back, you found your comb. That's the complete opposite of what could have happened, but it looks like it was stolen. You left it someplace, maybe in one of your dream states or something. And after being upset, you while they were scrambling at night when you're sleeping to find where that comb is, then you finally found it and brought it back. And you could bring it back any time because the aliens are in control of time, so you could maybe go to that same location, open your closet door, look down, and it wouldn't be there. It could stop time for you, do a rerun of that if they needed to, or want you to do that, something like that. And they would bring it back there, so now you'd go back and repeat an exact same situation, same footsteps, maybe. I mean, the door handle, maybe the same way on your closet or whatever. And looking down, and lo and behold, it wasn't there before, and now it is. Oh, there's a movie similar, I forgot what it's called, but, you know, Groundhog Day, maybe trying to make things right or change things and know what the outcome is. So it's sort of similar to that. They're in control of time, and so I don't know why they return things to you, okay? Some people... Well, they get upset because they lost something. And I don't see the aliens typically having an emotion of, you know, being glad or sad or something. But somehow they bring things back. or allow you to have it back again. I don't know how that even works, but that's what happens. Most of the aliens, if not all of them, are out of emotions. Because if they did have emotions, they probably would not want to mess with us, we'll say, causing us harm. I could talk about one group of aliens a long time ago when I was working. Somehow it was in one of the tangent timelines. Remember, the tangent ones are where they experiment with people. So they're doing something, this could be, over 10 years ago even. It's not further on, but all of a sudden I saw this alien with this person strapped to the table. They were going to start doing some dissecting and body part replacements because they wanted to make maybe a better species. We'll just use that, a hybrid, we'll say. It'd be more like a Frankenstein, but forgetting that, that's sort of what they were going to do. So I said, you guys can't do that, you know? They go, why? This is the clone. You know? So that was, a long time ago, okay? And I said, well, that's not a clone. That's a real human. Can't do this. And they looked at the person, and they realized that they had a real human. And they really got upset because maybe they bought a clone of some other alien race, put in their bid for a clone, and they got a real human. And because they had more heart energy or whatever, they were just really upset they were going to do this to a human. It wasn't in their protocol at all. So anyway, that was a good thing to find this person. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, we got a nice thank you for... Oh, I was wondering, Ron, if given that something was weird with that comb, should this listener also object clear it, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You're probably using it, so whatever was on it, or energy-wise, it could have been, given to you. I don't like to really talk that way because it's a down real deep and personal, if we could start the conversation over again and you said, Ron, I just found my comb, last week. I haven't used it because I'm afraid that it might have Scoobies on it or something. Then I'd say, yeah, do an object clearing, maybe put some water on it to get to clear the energies. But that doesn't seem like that's happened. But that's not that scenario. But if it happens in the future with any of you people, that's what you'd want to do. And get the energy off from where it was, okay? So, yeah, object clearing would be good, and so would timeline crashes. And like I said, you don't know how it's going to, how it came back to you. And you don't know how it got taken. So that's always good. That's the reason why you do timeline crashes for weird things that's happening that you have no control of, but you know about it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And we got in a nice thank you for your bone density healing that you just did. The person wrote in, that's me. So it may well have been this listener that you tuned into, and they had a problem, a medical problem, and an operation to help heal it, but it did affect their bones. They had, blood not going, enough blood probably going to their bones. Now my bones need help, so thank you, Ron.
That's great. So how does your body feel right now, and what did you feel for each set of 100 that I went through? I'd be curious. I'm sure all the listeners would be curious, too. That's each set of 100, since I went to 500, what you felt in your body. So back to you, Ann. We'll see if they can write in.
Okay, great. It was last Friday, 1 week ago, a wonderful show. If you missed it, please check that out on the archives. While doing one of these healing, similar to what Ron just did for us, he noticed that we have death barcodes on our energetic mind of our bodies, which is a very important energetic body because it's the mind, it's our healer, our body's healer. And once you've done the death barcodes, which is a $100 clearing, I think really everybody's done that because it's one of the very first ones most people do. You can simply put mind of the body after your name and run death barcodes for the mind of your body. First, you must write to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will tell you how many you have. You don't want to just start doing them. Some people have two. Some people have more than 100. You just don't know. So we have some people writing in, Ron, about their experience clearing those. Oh, and one question is, why is that? Why do some people have two death barcodes and some people have 110? Is there some reason or something that can maybe be avoided? Or?
Well, I think it probably starts off initially on what life path you chose before you came here, and that life path is given by the alien. So somehow you probably weren't going to be a really known person out there. Maybe your parents were kind of dumbed out or something, and they thought that you wouldn't be able to excel in this lifetime, so you'd just be like a sheeple. And they only gave you a couple because you were no threat to them. People that are normally a little more on the ball and start realizing what's happening to them can have more than the people that are numbed out. So that's about all that I can say on that. So they want you out of here, and they maybe you picked a really rough life. You have a lot of those death barcodes on you, and you know, they put them on because your life is so rough. They know that you're going to be out of here, so they're going to really make it hard on you. Or it could be maybe you're like one of those people that can do anything and have tons of energy, and they go, man, this person can't be here at all. You know, the body genetics is like, wow, it's going off the chart, and we got to put 50 barcodes on that person for their death, you know, so they can get out of here. Want them to go too far and to be an example of what we don't want them to be. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, we have a letter from someone who's done with the mind of the body death barcodes. Took me 5 days with 3 windows per hour, but I did it. I am so appreciative of this. For me, this answers a lot about my health. Now, time to heal. Yay and thank you. On a side note, I am just starting to recognize people that are not people. I took my 92-year-old mom to do routine blood work, and the person that drew the blood was very blank acting. My mom commented that she was rude. I saw her as not being here, starting to really look at things in a whole new way, fascinating to say the least. My sister and I were talking today, and we reminded each other to be non-judgmental and to do the mind-to-heart drop. We also gave each other a pep talk because we are part of an incredible journey. Thanks, Ron, and what you bring to us.
You're very welcome. Yeah, so it's I'm really happy to, you know, I don't get into emotions that much, but it's for the people that have done the, you know, the death barcodes to, we kept adding a little more to it. We first have stress, and then I'm going to put on depression. And then this one here is like, wow. So it's really nice to find out these things and to have the people that have already purchased this clearing maybe, you know, years ago, they can bring it up again and still use it with something new. You know, I think this is great. So, and it can pull you so much further along in your wellness, getting the mind and the body clear. So, anyway. This is great. So thank you.
Yes, it is wonderful. And If you haven't done it yet, after Ron gets back to you and tells you how many to clear, just to review, the death barcode clearing has two parts, and each of them has a few parts under them. You only need to run this type of death barcode for 1 hour, so it's only the first one, and you can do three at a time. You can put up three tabs and run 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5, 6, and once you get past 10, what I did is I just put that list back to 1, and I wrote 11, number 11, after my name, mind of the body, death barcode. Then I put number 11 and so on till I finished my kind of high number. So that's how you do that if you haven't done it yet. And another one, Ron. Hi, Ron. I worked this week to remove death barcodes and mind of the barcode, mind of the body death barcodes you told me I had. Today I feel strong, powerful, attentive, and clear. The middle of the week I felt overcome with a sadness. I was trying to figure it out. What I realized was how hard my body had been working to get and keep me well. For a moment, I felt a sadness about being stuck, held back. Now I understand why we have the extra emotional stress and depression clearings. I feel as though a great weight has been lifted. I feel a surge of healing that is happening in my body. I notice this in my eyes. At first, I thought I had flipped my contacts, so I've switched them to a new pair, but still off. And this is a new prescription this year. Even my old fracture has been given a new freedom. Feeling great in Maryland. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ron and the Light Beings.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That's the same listener that had the lost comb. So, yes, thank you so much for writing in the testimonial. And I understand. I think that happens to a lot of people, Ron. We get sad or possibly angry when we learn and really get, like we learn from you, but when we do something like this wonderful procedure you've given us, we really feel it in our bodies and understand it, that we have been hurt and attacked. And it can be very sad, or it can bring up anger. So that's something else we have to clear. Okay. Let me see. We have a few. Okay, this is very interesting. This is about last Friday's show when you did the some physical clearings, and I really appreciate that. I have been running the mind of the body clearing all day, and it seemed Ron touched the sweet spot in my case, and I can already feel some positive shifts in the energy in my back and bones. So thank you, Ron. So that's wonderful. Now, this person is in the UK, so I don't believe they're listening live to the show, but I'm sure as they also have a bone issue, they will appreciate that healing you did before, Ron, and we'll hear from them later. So this person, on a little off into a different tangent, but this past Thursday, you did another enlistment into the time-traveling special forces, Creation Lightship soldiers. Now, this person, I believe, has been enlisted for quite a while. And since they've been enlisted, I have noticed a big change in personality here, too. No more Mr. Compliant. I am much more assertive and organized, though still a gentle soul. My voice has changed, and I can bellow like a sergeant major and I swear under my breath at the aliens like a trooper. Obstreperous cold clone types I deal with forcefully, like a lady at a till in the airport in Holland who refused to serve me. I said I had to rejoin a queue when I had a plane to catch. Oh, she said, I guess, he had to rejoin a line when I had a plane to catch. I refused and said, you take the money, and she accused me of getting angry. I merely said, I am being affirmative. And then, I'm not sure exactly what you said about soul families, Ron, but what Ron said about soul family really comes home to me. My friends are all boomers of the 60s and 70s, now almost all with serious conditions. I can literally feel a subliminal psychic cord between us, and it's very uncomfortable at times. One old friend said he thinks of me all the time, and there was a time when I thought that would be nice. I guess I think of him a lot, though rarely see him physically. I did the Be Here Now for them, and it helped.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you do change, I guess, your personality. You become a little more, you know, assertive. You know, you don't take any crap off people, basically, is what it amounts to. Because you've been out there so much dealing with these aliens, and it's all or nothing for you. It's a life or death experience. And so when you get somebody who's messing with you here, you can jump into that same mindset of you being out there fighting the alien, and all of a sudden, you know, you kind of, you know, everybody has their own little personality, but yeah, you can, I won't say become short-tempered, but be very assertive, and you know, you're on guard, and you need to get straight with that other person the way you feel and what you want to have happen. So yeah, and that's happened to a lot of women that I have talked with at the expos who are in that program also with the time traveling soldiers, that they, you know, used to be a little more meeker than what they are, and you know, you do change. Plus you have your backup with you. You probably have, you know, 3 to 4 of your soldiers around you, okay, or backup. And they could also bring in more instantly if there's something going on that could be harmful to you. But you do have them around you, so you may feel that you're not alone. And that could also, you know, make you be a little more spontaneous and assertive and not take the crap that you're used to from people. So anyway, that's just another way of saying it, you know, right to the point there. And I think everybody who's listening who is enlisted will feel that way, because you're really doing what you're doing is so much of a responsibility that you have taken on to ward off these aliens here, that when you get something down here that's just mundane and somebody's just messing with you, you know, you don't, I mean, it's like, hello, you know, who are you talking to, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Last week, a listener, Ron, wrote in about their mother, who she was very happy but surprised that her mother was interested in becoming enlisted. And she wrote to say, thanks for the enlistment on Thursday. My mother thanks you for the enlistment. She's over the moon that she's now enlisted.
Well, that's nice, yeah. Yeah, she is battling, you know. It kind of reminds me of in the old days, they used to have for the like a little old lady from Pasadena, their you know, the Dodge that she was driving, Super Stock Dodge, And then they had the commercial on TV with this old, old lady, very, very old, driving one, you know? So, yeah, it's kind of like that, you know? Anyway, you might remember that commercial if you're old enough. It would be probably around 60, maybe 63, 64 vintage. But back to you if you're old enough to remember that. And there was a song about it, too.
I remember. okay, so someone came in late on the call yesterday. They wanted to be enlisted, and they don't know whether they were enlisted or not, Ron. Should this person write you an email?
Yeah, they should. They could do that, yes.
Okay.
They could be enlisted like a quarter after the hour or so. But, yeah, they can send me an email.
Right. So write to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay.
I'm going to list, you know, Thursday's enlistment, you know, on in the subject matter there, subject line.
Now, Ron, if people, for whatever reason, that person, of course, you can take care of. But if there are more people listening that want to enlist, might you do one in the future? And should they send us requests or not? Or do you think it's done for now?
I think it's probably done.
Okay.
You know, if we got maybe you know, a few people that may want to do that, I would probably do it on the same show, you know, that we do the conference call on Thursdays at. Gives people enough time to prepare to get onto it.
Right.
So that could be a possibility, but, you know, it doesn't take that long to do. But there's plenty of, you're not necessarily needed, but maybe you want to do that because you're just tired of how they have controlled you so much here. The only way you can get back at them. So back to you.
Right. Well, I just thought maybe if a few people send us emails that they would like to enlist, they haven't yet, then we could, you know, we'll remind Ron or request of Ron to please do it again. So it wouldn't hurt to ask if you have, you know, if you have an interest in that.
So you can send it to CLS Questions at Yahoo, and we'll just see if we get the, you know, enough people were you know, doing that, you know.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay, so and the call that we have then is the call for alien replicas of you, so it's a nice call to be on. And it's a $20 call, and it lasts typically, it's an hour for sure, normally, and a lot of times they go an hour and a half on it. Most of the time I go an hour and a half unless something is pending on my end here. So... back to you.
Okay. We have a few more people writing in about the bone density healing that you did earlier in the show. Felt warmer and warmer inside my body with each 100 count. Then my muscles started to relax, and now my body is tingling from a very deep level, and my hand cramping has stopped.
Very good.
Okay. Someone else wrote in, I really felt the bone clearing too. Did not think I had an issue, but I did just turn 61 this summer. My body was tingling all over. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Just got a text message. The little old lady in the car commercial said, put a Dodge in your garage. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
They've only been in California, I don't know, but that's when they had it. So it was probably either the Dodge 413, which is in 63, or the 426,
mm-hmm.
Which could be the Hemi, 426 Hemi. Anyway, that's what they had back then. So back to you.
All right, and another one, healing for the bones. Thank you so much, Ron, for the bone healing. My bones were hurting really bad for the past couple of weeks, especially the lower back and the neck. With this healing, I feel much better and happier, like there's a load off. I sure needed that healing. Feeling relaxed, with more energy, and feeling much lighter. Lots of yawning. Thank you so much for everything you do. Peace.
Yeah, so the healings that I do is just spontaneous. You've been listening to the shows for a while. If you think you need something that, you know, you could always do the special clearing that we have up to the body jumpstart. That's a bundle, and that lasts for 3 months. And you could probably go in if you had a problem. You could do a special clearing, but that turns it into a whole lifetime clearing. Let's just say that maybe you've had a problem with bone density, you know, we'll just say for 20 years, you know, and, you know, maybe your bones are fragile or something, okay? So you could go in and do a special clearing as a whole lifetime clearing. And remember, it's half price if you do another whole lifetime clearing before the one that you want to do next. Or you have $100, $100 more clearing, the next one is half price. So basically, that'd be a whole lifetime clearing scenario. And you could put in there, it's not necessarily working with the body, but you could put in like bone density. That would work on you for your whole lifetime. And it takes maybe, 20 to 45 minutes to do your whole life, depending on how old you are. And from there, you might have some relief, too. That's a possibility because, you know, you may not have known you had a problem with bone density, but now that you have the clearing, you go, wow, it feels much better. Is there more that has to be done, you know, for me? Oh, well, you might do the special clearing. That would be a whole lifetime one. And just run that because maybe it started, you know, when you're much younger and you may need some more work done. So anyway, that's what I'm kind of suggesting to do if you wanted to. And then also do timeline crashes on it. As you know, you have a problem with bone density, and so you want to get rid of the problems with your bones on those timelines. Oh, back to you, Anne.
Wonderful suggestions, Ron. Thank you. Really, for any of our physical issues, those are great suggestions. Okay, we have a question about the Dark Side Practitioner Healing, which is one of Ron's whole life healings. That is a clearing that if you know a certain person or organization is attacking you and you need to get them off of you, it's a wonderful healing. So this person, question, I did one whole life clearing of the Dark Side Practitioners. The instructions said to do it 4 times. Is it best to wait between each whole life clearing? I am waiting 24 hours between the second and third one.
If you can do them back to back, that's good on that particular clearing. No, 24 hours is okay, but if you can do them back to back, that would be probably better for you.
Okay, so actually better to not space it out, to just push through and try to do all 4.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
If you can, you know, not everybody has that much time, but if you, selected a day and dedicated some time in that day for this year, then, you know, do it all together and see how you feel afterwards. So you're not allowing them to kind of, ease out of the clearing and come back into it again so they can run away, you know, in a sense. You know, you want to keep it going so that the space is there and, they're being a focal point. Get it released off of you, who or whatever they are, it is. You don't always know what it is. It could be a person that you see that doesn't like you, and you may have a connection with that alien inside of that body that doesn't like you, and you may not like the alien either, you know? And so you don't really on the surface know that, but it's doing, some bad mojo on you, and you want to nip it in the bud so you keep doing that clearing to get it off of you. The person may be just a regular-looking person, but what's inside of that body doing mind control transmissions to you? So back to you.
Okay. I remembered, Ron, that I just wanted to also mention and remind everyone that you have the soul family clearing on your website, and I thought of that when the person wrote in that, you know, as a group of friends and someone recently told him, I think of you all the time. And another thing, I remembered a wonderful suggestion you made years ago, and I feel it bears repeating, which is don't picture people. Like, if you catch yourself thinking of somebody who's not in the room or, you know, even maybe in the room, I don't know, but stop yourself and at least do not bring into your mind or whatever it is what they look like. Do you remember saying that, Ron, a long time ago?
In a sense, and once you mention somebody, you're already connected to them, and they are in the room with you because they're connected energetically to you. So you just kind of think of them having a cell phone, right? And you start talking about Mary Jane, you know, and all of a sudden their phone rings, will say, and their psychic phone line, and they know that you're talking about them. So, you know, it's that old saying that we don't say anymore, but when you're younger, you know, your ears are turning red, somebody must be talking about you or something.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. If your ears are burning.
Yeah, something like that, you know, and they will turn red. So,
right.
Anyway, I don't know if that, you know, used anymore with people. Yeah. You know, society's moving on, and, you know, as you get older, you know, what you used to know, nobody else seems to remember or know anymore, you know, and you go, wow, what's this here? So, you know, and I can tell you, kind of jokingly, if you want to know something about anything, always look for the older gray-haired person or white-haired person. They probably have the answer for you. So, anyway, back to you.
Right, you mean in a store or something, right, Ron?
Yeah, they've already
right,
been
I
there,
agree.
Done that. And
if you're
experience.
In a hurry, ask the young gentleman, because they'll know right where it is,
right.
And they'll run and get it for you.
An
They won't take up your time.
Right, yeah.
There you go. Okay, another question about another healing. Is the alien parallel... You know, all alien parallel life clearing only for whole life healings that you've done.
Yes, it is. It makes that clearing into a different clearing. So it augments it. So, yeah, it's only for whole lifetime clearings, yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see if I... This is a little long. Let me see if I can read this. Someone wrote in a paranormal. I had an unusual situation recently. I was taking my mom to her appointment in a taxi. She has a special card where she receives a discount for her taxi fare. When we arrived, they gave me the amount, but the driver calculated it like 14. It's in euros, and I only owed... she only owed him 10, and I said, are you sure? I thought it would be 11. He thanked me for correcting his mistake. Then the bizarre thing that happened was that I said I would give him the exact amount, as I had the exact change, and asked if I had given him the correct amount. He looked at me strangely but accepted the money. After we left the taxi, I was going through my brain feeling something was not right. A few minutes later, I realized I should have given him more, slightly more, the different amount. And I thought, oh, dear, I just got cloned out. Whoops.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah, that's kind of the sort of thing that can happen to us.
That's what happened was, could have been a human, but you hit that time. when you're kind of fumbling and doing things, where they switched you out to another cloned human replica. And so you lost the consciousness because the other alien group that had you previously, maybe say 30 seconds for that 10 minutes of time, so they could have had you 30 seconds ago, and then they didn't complete all the data for the data transfer to the next alien race that now is controlling you, so you're kind of stuck in the middle there, not knowing what to do, what to say, and trying to regain your thoughts. And they could have switched the other person out too at the exact same time, and they were really confused, not knowing what to do because you don't have, you know, all your cups in the cupboard. Normally it doesn't take that long, you know, a second or two at the most, but probably maybe with both of you being maybe switched out at the same time, it was more complex because the holograms may have not been meshing exactly right. You know, another way of stating that, let's just say that the two alien races that were in charge of both of you, one alien race for each person, let's just say that they were concentrating on creating the taxi cab and making it the right color, okay? So whatever color that was. So we'll just say, like, the New York ones are yellow. So what yours are could be completely different in a different country, but we'll just talk about the color yellow. So one alien race maybe was making you see, and you saw the car as being maybe a orange-yellow, which wasn't correct because it was yellow before. And the other alien race that is calling a taxi cab driver, all of a sudden their color is yellow, and they're seeing your color, and those two holograms aren't meshing properly. So now they're trying to fiddle with the color so that, you know, you're going to see the same color that you saw before, which was yellow, but they made a mistake. So that's what can happen. And anyway, that's the way it works. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have another testimonial about the mind of the body death barcodes. Ron, this is amazing. Pulled an all-nighter clearing this mind of the body barcode. So heavy. So grateful. I feel energized. And then about their pet, clearing effects. Their pet is 13. Her eyes changed colors and all clear brown now. Donation time. We'll send when I can. So thank you, listener, and that's a wonderful reminder that at any time, if you've benefited from either those extra clearings Ron has given us through the death barcode, depression, as well as the mind of the body death barcodes, or any of the healings he does on these shows, please click that donation button on Ron's website, which again is creationlightship.com, and he really appreciates that. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Another testimonial just came in, Ron, about the bone healing you did earlier. Dear Ron, I was at the dentist just yesterday and was told that I lost bone, and I felt you were talking about me. I felt a little warmer during the healing. The most amazing thing is that I have had a problem with my fingers for a couple of years due to a broken vertebrae in my neck, pinching on a nerve. When I closed my hand, I couldn't open it back up without prying it open. Now I can open up my hand without prying it open. Wow, this is amazing. Thank you and the light beings from my heart.
Wonderful, and don't look back.
Right.
Look back. It's fixed, okay? And if you have any friends that knew you with that condition, you know, don't have them bring it up that, you know, your hand is working. You know what I mean? You don't want them to put you into that old paradigm because their belief is that it's not functional, and in years now it is, and it's real. So, you know, they probably wouldn't believe the light shift. So you did say that maybe you had a chiropractic adjustment in your hands fixed. And that way you can solve that situation of making it into their belief system, and they'll leave you alone and won't bring it up any longer. So that's what I would suggest. You want to get the information across to them as much as you can with the least amount of words so that they're satisfied. And that's great. So what's next? We can go to about 5 after the hour, I think.
Great.
So we got a little bit of time left, maybe a few minutes, I think. So anything else there, Ann?
Yes. Ron, I was wondering, we haven't done this in a while on a show, are there some aliens listening that perhaps want to be freed? Do you want to do
that's
that?
Good, yeah. So this would be a nice feeling for them. So remember, they're trapped also. If they weren't trapped, they wouldn't be here. Have they done harm to you? Possibly. Did they do it because something else is telling them to? That's possible, too. And then maybe they just did it because they could. So by releasing them to get them out of here, you could have a great benefit. So all the aliens that are listening, maybe in you, around you, whatever, have them get all their friends. And then get a bus ticket right out of here, we'll say. And if they did any evil things to people, then they will be scrutinized. So, here we go. Count to 100 to release them. You may feel the room change energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your body jerks or you shake or get some chills or tingles. It means you had them inside of your body. And they got released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And oddly enough, some of these want to enlist in the time-traveling soldiers. So they get really a lot of revenge. So, yeah, they can also join. They'll have to be highly scrutinized, and they can now get back at their masters. So, well, we have our special call coming up September 2nd. I'll be sending the codes out shortly here, the phone number and the PIN number. Probably do that during the weekend here. So if you have sent me an email and you paid the $50, then I'll be sending that out to you. And let's see here. It'll be the call with the it's a PIN call, but the main thing is it'll be for the placenta energy. So you'll be having it's a 3-hour call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific, and it probably maybe the last hour maybe with the pins, I believe. But remember, everything is in the now. I'm just kind of knowing that I need 3 hours for this call, and looks like it's getting close to that time. Let me think. Anything else you want to add? We've got a minute or two left, Ann.
No, Ron, I was about to bring up the placenta call, too, and remind everyone it's actually a week from tomorrow. It sounded so far away when we started talking about it, but a week from tomorrow will be September 2nd. And can people attend that absentee, Ron?
Yeah, they could.
Okay.
The call is going to release from you probably a lot of agonizing just trauma that you have attached to losing the placenta. That's basically what it is, and also how it affects your body in different ways now, even though you don't have it with you. So there'll be a lot going on during the call when I start doing the clearings on it. So you may want to do that. It's, I think, probably one of the more important calls that I've done so far, looking at it Well, anyway, let's do the Mind to Heart drop. Very simple. Do this maybe every hour if you can. And you can do it without, disturbing people. You can whisper it. You can just kind of like, you know, when you're going to the restroom, if you have a office job and you just need to take some space to have a half a minute to do this, you can do it easily. So what you want to do is, the first thing is to command your spirit. So you say out loud or whisper, and I'll command my spirit. And the next part would be, part two would be to take the thoughts in my head. Part three is drop them into my heart. And then to facilitate that, to put you into peace, you count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And you can normally feel the energy click in when you're there, maybe after the second time. But I always do one extra one for people in case there's some extra blockages there. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So you're at peace now in your heart center. You will not be able to think with your mind because that energy doesn't exist there. So you're peaceful. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, Anne, for doing the show tonight. Thank you, listeners. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Hope to see you on the call tomorrow. BBS call, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. Bye, everyone.